Welcome to the second half of the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. Now, in this segment, I'll be talking with Trev Brunton. Trev is with the Townships country rock band called Leadville Union. He also manages the Fairwinds Farm and Rescue, an animal rescue, and he is a real estate broker. He's going to talk about all three and how he merges them. First of all, we're going to hear a song. This is from the Townships band, Desert Heat, and the song is called Summer. And right after the song, we'll hear the interview with Trev Brunton.
This is the story of summer. She came to town just as spring rolled out. She stuck around for a while, but she left in the fall. Yeah, we were falling. First met in my small hometown where I grew up and I showed her around. She said she liked it and planned to be staying a while with a smile. But said, you gotta remember, there comes September, summer will be moving on. Oh, but all summer long we laughed till we cried. All the sun-filled days, they're the hot summer nights, and it felt so right. And how could it be wrong? We sit down by the lake on the hood of my car, late at night, counting all the stars. We share a bottle of wine on the front porch swing. Man, it felt like the real thing. We'd stay out and dance all night. We were falling in love under the moonlight. I swore I saw forever in her eyes, but I realized we had to remember, there comes September when summer would be moving on. Oh, but all summer long we laughed till we cried. All the sun-filled days led the hot summer nights, and it felt so right. And how could it be wrong? And it felt so strong to hold her in these arms of mine. Oh, I wish did it go on and on, but we were running out of time. Say it won't be long till summer's gone. Ooh, my heart was aching as the end of August came. And I knew with summer gone, things would never be the same. And I was gone insane. Day. It's been a long winter. Summer says she's on her way. And we'll laugh till we cry. All the sun-filled days be the hot summer nights. It'll feel so right. Lord, it's been so long. And it'll feel so strong to hold her in these arms of mine. Oh, I wish that it'd go on and on without running out.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Townships at 12, and today I'm really excited and honored to be interviewing Trevor Brunton. Now, Trevor is located in the Eastern Townships. You're a country music artist. You're also a real estate broker, and you also have a rescue farm thing. So welcome, Trevor.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me. Yes, extremely busy, but life is good. So I get to do a lot of things I really enjoy doing, and I get to do a lot of it with my family. So I'm very happy about that.
That's great. Where in the townships are you located?
We're in Mansonville, in the Potton area.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I have my little refuge here, and we've saved probably over 100 animals in the last 5-6 years since we've been here. It was always a dream to come back to the townships and have a little rescue farm. So yeah, we've had a lot of fun with that, and it's been quite an experience for the kids growing up, saving deer and raccoons and all kinds of different animals, and so it's been quite an amazing experience for sure.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about the band first. Now, you were explaining Desert Heat has kind of turned into Leadville Union now. And
exactly. We started off as Desert Heat when we were younger in our teens, and in a barn up in Leadville, which is located in Potton. And then we went on to become, pretty successful. We were nominated top band in Canada a few times, and worked a lot in Nashville with Taylor Swift and Blake Shelton, Jason Aldean, all the big stars. And it was an amazing ride. We had like 20 something songs on the radio. And then we kind of just wanted to be home to, raise our kids and be more with the family and focus on that and put the music aside for, probably about 10 or 12 years, maybe 15. And then we all, I guess about maybe 10 years ago, we started to get back into music a bit. And now we're kind of starting to roll with it more, that we're playing like 3-4 nights a week with Leadville Union, which consists mostly half of Desert Heat and half of the other boys that used to hang out with us in Leadville. So yeah, it's fun. We got a lot of shows coming up, and we're starting to put some original stuff out too. On Spotify, we have a song on there now called 5 o'clock Friday by Leadville Union. And you can also find a lot of Desert Heat songs on Spotify and iTunes and all that as well. So yeah, so we're kind of going to go for the ride again as we can. We are busy, all of us, but we definitely are excited, and things are starting to roll again for us. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of years with that.
No, for sure. Now, how would you describe your music? Is it country rock?
Yeah, definitely country rock. I mean, we were influenced a lot over the years by bands like Bon Jovi, and back in the '80s hair bands, we were really into the Bon Jovi and Poison and all that, Aerosmith and stuff. And then we were also very into the Eagles, CCR, Marshall Tucker Band, those kind of groups in Alabama. And then, as we started to get more into the country, we were in Nashville so much, hanging out with all those, the Blake Sheltons and Jason Aldeans and everything. We really began to get really enjoy that country, because the country of today is almost like the 80s rock. A lot of those guys are over in the Nashville now, and Bon Jovi and Kid Rock and all those guys have all kind of gone to Nashville. So you're starting to see it really cross over now. So yeah, our sound is definitely a mix of country and rock, and the way we like to see it and say it, we don't like genre lines really. We like to just say good music is good music. And when we play our shows, we do everything from rock, country, blues. We'll turn around and do Sweet Caroline when, Neil Diamond, and then we'll turn around and do Bon Jovi, and then we'll turn around and do Luke Combs, all the big country stars. So it's people seem to like our variety. We just like to play good music.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I see a lot of comments, goodbye, all positive too. Now,
thank you.
That's great.
And we try to do a lot of sing-along songs like Country Roads and, all that kind of stuff where we get the crowd singing a lot with us. And that's always a highlight of the night. And most of the crowds are so good. I mean, they'll sing most of the night, almost every word with us. So sometimes I just put my mic out and let them sing, So it's a lot of fun, and the great, great crowds we've been having the last couple of years here. So it's a lot of fun to be back into it.
That's awesome. Now, what made you want to stay in the townships? Like, if you were spending a lot of time in Nashville, those are exciting places. Why did you stay settled in the townships?
Yeah, well, honestly, I mean, we love Nashville, and it's but first of all, family is always first for us, and we just want to be more with our family. We did think about moving to Nashville with our family, and the politics of the music business is very, I mean, that's a whole other conversation, but it's a different world, that music world. And a lot of people don't really get to see or taste that side of it. But I mean, there's so many things that go on in the music industry that isn't what you see on TV or on the radio, you know, like it's a whole different world. And, you know, I just didn't really want to, at the time, we wanted to just be away from all that and kind of just go down, do what we had to do and come back and not be really just completely buried in the politics and the business side of that whole music industry, because it can get a little dark and it can get a little crazy. And, you know, you see what happens to a lot of the stars, the younger stars, you know, the Mileys and the Selena Gomez's and Taylor Swift and everything. I mean, how they, you know, once they get into it, you know, it's a whole different world, and you're kind of told you have to do this and do that and do that, and you really have no choice sometimes of living a normal life. I mean, it looks good on TV and stuff, but believe me, I know a lot of some of those people and a lot of the other stars, and sometimes they're not as happy as they make out on TV. So sometimes it's better to just have your own private family life and you know, do it at your own in your own pace and at your own speed. And basically we don't want to sign with anyone. We had chances to get signed with other labels and we just didn't want to, you know. We wanted to just be our own person and our own control. And unfortunately, a lot of those people who have signed to artists, I mean, obviously the payoff was great for some people like Taylor Swift and stuff, but there's a lot of the other ones who didn't have such luck, and they're really not in a good place now, you know, because they quickly too quick to sign the dotted line, and in the end a lot of them don't it doesn't work out for a lot of them, unfortunately. So some of them call me sometimes and say, I wish I just did what you did and just stayed myself and didn't sign, because you guys have a great life and we're really suffering now, some of them say. So yeah, it's a different world. It's not what you see on TV and the radio. It's all make-believe what you see on TV, believe me. It's a whole different world what's really going on out there, especially in the music and the entertainment industry. It's much more peaceful to be on a little farm out in the township here and with my family and you know, with the animals. It's so nice. I'm playing music at our own control, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special projects for 2024 coming up for the band?
Well, we're working a lot on we've worked on a lot of original material. We'll be releasing a lot of videos. My son does amazing work, Tristan Brunton. He does a lot of our videos for us, and he has his little business he's starting now with his videography and photography. So we'll be putting out a lot of videos. We're going to do a lot of it on social media this year. It's not like the old days where you send songs to radio and if they like it, they play it. Now it's a matter of how many followers you have online and stuff like that. So we're going to kind of go at it that way and try to build over the next couple of years to social media and put out a lot of songs and originals on there. And in the meantime, we just keep playing like, you know, the clubs, the weddings, the bars, all kinds of special events, corporate gigs. You know, we do a lot of corporate parties and we just play a lot of cover songs everyone wants to hear and they know their favorites. And we throw in a couple originals here and there and sell some merchandise and getting our name out there. So yeah, it's a ride. It's a game, you know. The music business is a game, but it's also a great adventure too when you really love it. So we love it.
That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about your refuge, Fairwinds Farm and Rescue. Now, how did that get started?
Well, like I said, we always dreamed of it. My wife and I had started receiving animals when we were like 18, when we were up in Leadville living there. And then we kind of, life took us to different areas where we went and lived in St. Lazar and stuff like that. And then we were in Nashville a lot. But yeah, we always wanted to come back and open a little refuge. And that's kind of what we did. I mean, we started just, you know, telling people if they found animals that needed, you know, if they're injured or whatever, we would take them in. And we've had, like I said, over 100 animals, from deer, fox, raccoons, everything you can think of, donkeys, alpacas, goats, pigs, sheep, everything. So yeah, we've saved a lot of them. And and yeah, I mean, we've had, you know, at this point right now, we do it all out of our own pocket. I mean, we don't get any, we haven't really done donations or any, or charities or anything like that. It would be nice because it would help for sure, because it costs a fortune to do this. And like I said, I'm just paying everything out of my own pocket. So, yeah, I mean, if anyone ever wanted to donate to help with the animals, they can contact me on Facebook. It's Trev Brunton, or trevbrunton@hotmail.com. Yeah, I mean, I'm not that I'm asking for that, but I'm just saying sometimes I run into people who are like, oh, it's so nice what you do, and you know, we'd like to donate to that. And it does always help, because it just goes for their food, or they're sometimes they need vets, which are very, very expensive, and the straw, the hay, everything like that, right? It really adds up. So most of these kind of places get a lot of help from sponsors and stuff like that. But we've just always kind of just did it on our own. We never really went to that level where we started to ask for that kind of stuff. But it always helps, for sure.
Mm-hmm, for sure. About how many animals do you have in all in the refuge?
Well, right now we've got, I'd say, yeah, in the spring we usually have more because that's where a lot of the little babies are all found on the road or whatever, or the mother's dead, and we take them in until we can. Sometimes we need to take them to other refuges as they get a little older so they can readapt them into the wilderness with other animals, you know. We had a fox that went to another one because they were we had it for a couple months, but then it went to a point where we wanted him to be with more fox. So it went to another refuge where it had a family of 8 fox, and then they slowly put them back into the wilderness. So, but our raccoons, we've raised a lot of raccoons, and a lot of them, we've gotten them back into the woods, and some of them still stick around and they come and visit. Sometimes they'll knock on the door and come in and sit on the couch and visit with us and stuff and bring their babies. So that's always cool. But I'd say right now we probably have, let me see, with everything, like we have a few cats and dogs as well. Probably about 15 right now.
That's awesome. Now,
yeah, like donkeys and goats and stuff like that.
Have you ever gotten bit by some of these wild animals, like the raccoons?
No. Luckily, I mean, I've definitely got a few scratches here and there because I'm always handling so many animals, but I never really been bit, no. There was one time a long time ago when we didn't have this refuge, but my wife and I had saved another raccoon and lived with us for about 4 years. And then one day I was just playing with him and he started to foam at the mouth kind of thing. And he kind of took hold of my hand because I was trying to open his mouth because he was having a seizure. And he had been hit by a car many years, like 3 or 4 years ago, and he was always fine. But they, of course, the hospital was worried, you know, could it be rabies and all that? But that's very rare. But anyways, we had to take him and he had to be destroyed and they had to check his brain and all that to make sure he hadn't had rabies. And we had to get our rabies shots and all that. In the end, he didn't have rabies. It was just an effect from when he had been hit from a car when he was younger, something that happened that showed up years later in his brain. And unfortunately he had to be put down, but at the same time we did not have rabies. But it was a really scary couple of weeks there because they were trying to figure out if we did, and if we had, they said we would have died probably and all that. So that was a kind of a scary moment for sure. But other than that, I've never been hurt by any animals at all. I mean, I've dealt with bear, like not that I've had bear, but I mean, in the woods, I mean, I've come really close to a lot of different animals like that. And I've never had problems. I usually, it's weird. I always wanted to be Grizzly Adams growing up. And I feel like I kind of am a little bit because I'm able to walk up to wild animals and they just kind of take to me. And, you know, I've even picked up bigger raccoons or skunks or whatever and never got sprayed, never every animal I've kind of been around, I've never had a problem with. So I'm kind of lucky, I guess.
That is really lucky. I see pictures go by on Facebook of all the animals in your house and you holding them. So it just seems like kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's really been a dream come true. I mean, I've definitely lived a dream life. Everything I always wanted, I kind of luckily got able to live. So everything else now, I guess, is just a bonus, you know.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Now, how do you bring it all together? The music, the animal rescue, you're also a real estate broker too, and your family. So how does that merge all together?
Well, it's a lot of work and not much sleep. I play like 3-4 shows a week, so I don't sleep much. I'm up in the morning for the animals, and I'm up in the to get to show houses. And if anyone out there is listening wants to buy or sell a house in the area, especially in the Knowlton, Mansonville, Sutton, that located area, we would, my partner Rebecca McCutcheon and I, my business partner, she's great too. And we're always looking for new properties to sell or new clients to help them find a house. But she helps a lot with that load of that. And my wife's amazing. She helps a lot with the animals and, the family life, you know, and the kids are older now. So, you know, they come to a lot of my shows and actually play a lot of, you know, up on stage with us now and starting to help me write the songs. And so it kind of all blends together. I have a really strong team, in everything, in my family, with the real estate, with the animals and, with the music. I mean, I've known these guys and in my band since we were like 15 years old, you know, like over 40 years. So we're all very close, very close knit family and everything. So that helps a lot.
That's awesome.
But some people say, oh my God, you probably need two or three of you to do what you do. And sometimes it feels like that. Sometimes I'm really tired, but it's just, you know, I'm doing what I want to do and life is short. So you got to do what you want to do. Right. So that's what we're doing.
That's awesome. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Trevor?
Well, no, I mean, just like I said, if you ever are looking to buy a house or something, you can contact me. Or if you wanted to donate to the farm, it's always welcome. It always helps a lot to help with their food and stuff like that, because we don't really look for that much. So I can be found on Facebook, Trev, T-R-E-V, Brunton, B-R-U-N-T-O-N. I'm on there. And you can contact me if you have any questions or anything like that with real estate or anything. Or if you're looking for a band for one of your corporate events or something like that, or even a wedding or whatever, we play a lot. And you can contact me there about that as well.
Okay, so if anybody's interested, they can look up Leadville Union for your band and Fairwinds Farm and Rescue for the animals and a real estate agent out in the Mansonville area.
Yeah, like I said, it's all, you can find everything under my Facebook page, Trev Brunton, or they can contact me. My phone number is 450-242-2262 if they wanted to call me for real estate help or music or anything like that.
Okay.
Or with the animals, of course.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Trev, for your time and all the best and all your things there.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me and have a great week.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Half alive, and I just want to run and hide. There's no way I'll make it through the day. Tuesdays I feel half asleep, and I ain't even hit midweek. I ain't lazy, but this job is driving me crazy. Bye.
That was 5 o'clock Friday by the Townships band Leadville Union. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And this is from the Mayo Clinic. An estimated 55 million people are believed to be living with dementia, according to the World Health Organization. Vascular diseases contribute to approximately 25% of all diagnoses. When blood vessels are damaged or blocked, it can deprive your brain of vital oxygen and nutrients, which could lead to a condition called vascular dementia. Vascular changes in the brain most often damage the axons or cables that connect different parts of the brain, says Dr. Stephen English, a Mayo Clinic neurologist. Therefore, signals take longer to travel, so our brains are not working at full speed. Dr. English says the signs of vascular dementia can include problems with reasoning, planning, judgment, memory, and other thought processes. Factors that increase the risk of heart disease and stroke also raise vascular dementia risk. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, obesity, and sleep apnea. These are the modifiable risk factors that, if untreated, can cause wear and tear on the small blood vessels in the brain over time, says Dr. English. If you are at risk or show signs of vascular dementia, consult a neurologist. We can potentially augment some of these risk factors, says Dr. English. Medications and lifestyle changes can lower blood pressure and cholesterol. We can treat sleep apnea with certain devices or surgeries, and we can help you stop smoking. These are some things that can reduce the risk of developing vascular dementia. So that's the health news here for today on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guests today, Arabella McFish and Brian LaPrise, for coming in and talking to us about the Townships Young Voices Awards coming up, and also Trev Brunton, telling us all about his band Leadville Union and his animal rescue, Fairwinds Farm and Rescue. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening. We'll close the show today with another song from Desert Heat, Gone But Not Forgotten.
When I think about you, it always makes me smile. Time has come between us, it sure has been a while. Well, sometimes I still wonder just how it might have been if things had stayed the way they were, when things were good back then. Well, the years go by and life goes on, and I still think of you and all the plans and dreams we had. Well, none of them came true. All the miles came between us when we went our own way. And even though you may be gone, you're not forgotten. Sometimes I still think about all those things I miss, like all the summer nights we spent and every single kiss. Oh, the stars will shine above us and I will hold you tight. And how could things have gone so wrong when they are? Not forgotten. by and life goes on, and I still think of you and all the plans and dreams we had, but none of them came true. And all the miles came between us when we went our own way, and even though it's been so long, well, I just had to write this song, 'cause even though you may be gone, you're not forgotten, you're not forgotten. Well, the years go by,